Expose your legs to married men, hooker.
Fabulous. Gone with the wind, fabulous.
Okay. You are psychotic, Jesus John.
It's time for a reality check.
Here we go.
All right, Madtown, again, each and every Thursday, as you know, at this time, we love to go to the reality stars, honey, and just give you all the juicy gossip when it comes to Reality Check.
I know, it's our thing, Krista. I mean, we love to gossip about all reality stars.
That we do, honey, that we do. When it comes to the big reality stars of the Housewives, Below Deck, Shaws, and of course, we love to talk about Netflix stars, YouTube stars, and of course, our beloved podcasters. And when it comes to two phenomenal women that are hosting a podcast, it's all about beauty, binge, and besties. It kind of reminds me of you and I.
Hi, I'm Victoria.
And I'm Dominique, and we're the hosts of the Beauty Pop podcast.
Dominique and I have been friends since high school, and we text pretty much every day about celebrities in the news, fashion trends, and the beauty products we're trying at home.
And that's why we decided to create the Beauty Pop podcast. It's the place to go for honest reviews on products that we're using in our everyday lives, from high-end beauty counters to drugstore staples, as well as new and emerging brands.
And while we're not a news podcast, we will be using our platform to explore the issues of the day through the lens of pop culture.
We also have a lot of fun and love making each other laugh. Here's a sample of what you'll hear.
I heard that people are so desperate for haircuts and stuff that remember that Flowbee thing that was sold on like TV? That you can get that on like various websites and it's sold out everywhere. I would never put that thing on my head.
No, ever. That thing was so ridiculous that like it vacuums your hair up into the tube and then cuts it. It's very bizarre.
I will say, as a black woman, file that under black people don't do.
It is really not a good idea. Like, no one looks better after using a Flowbee.
That definitely was a classic. And Madtown, get ready because they have arrived. Say hello to the beautiful hosts of the Beauty Pop podcast. They are besties, Victoria and Dominique. Ladies, thank you so much for being on the show this morning.
Thank you guys so much for having us. We're so excited to be here.
Oh, we are excited.
Absolutely.
For you. Yes. Well, Tracy and I have been following you, ladies. By the way, I do have to show some love first off because, Victoria, when it comes to your man, Lou, he got me connected with you and I started listening to your podcast. And I think it's absolutely phenomenal. It's like literally your besties on a pod. And definitely you ladies know how to show it up. So first off, let's talk about that. When it comes to you coming together to create this Beauty Pop podcast, Victoria, let's start with you. How did this all come together?
Well, Dominique and I have been friends since high school. And so we were like 15 when we met. And we've been, you know, friends for a long time. And we text literally every day about some pop culture story, whether it's like who's the better looking Hadid sister, which is a very real conversation that we had.
Right.
We came out on opposite ends of that one. I said Bella, or she said Bella, and I said Gigi. But, you know, just things like that. We're keeping up with, you know, like the Kanye drama and all of that. Mm-hmm. And then we're also beauty junkies. Dominique is a lawyer and I'm a radio host. And so my radio show is more of like a news oriented show. And Dominique is an attorney. So we get to get our little beauty fix with texting each other and trying new products. And then we just decided, let's make a podcast. And if five people listen, cool. If more than that want to listen, great. You know, welcome to the party. And we've just been having a lot of fun with it.
Ooh. Oh, yes. I love it on that. So, yep. Dominique, tell us a little, too, about yourself. I love that you're a lawyer. You're just keeping it real, honey.
Oh, I know. Well, my weekly existence is all about being in a corporate law firm. It's sort of very buttoned up and very, you know, straight laced. But with Victoria, I feel like I get to let my hair down and, you know, laugh all the time and ask her about eye creams and lip glosses and retinols. And like she said, you know, we talk about Kanye and Kelly Clarkson and just anybody or anything that's in the pop culture news world. And so it's just been this great release for me, especially during quarantine, to just not have to be so serious all the time.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Love that. Yes. Ladies. Okay. This is Tracy. We are so excited that you're on the show. So, you know, Krista, the first time she told me about your podcast, I would go home and I'd listen. I'd come in and I'd say, these girls are like us. They talk about the same things. Love your podcast. So, okay. We got to talk.
Thanks.
Oh, you're welcome. We've got to talk about some of our favorites from listening to your podcast. So episode 2 was all about Black-owned beauty products for all women. So, Victoria, let's start with you. What are your favorites?
Well, Dominique introduced me in that episode. She introduced me to Taraji P. Henson's line at Target. It's called TPH, and I was in Target last week for the first time. I was in a store. I'm in New Jersey, and we were on lockdown. So I ventured into the store quickly for a quick Target run, and I went right to the aisle that had all of the TPH products, and I bought the shampoo, the conditioner, the clay mask, and it was such a great recommendation. Everything was like $10 a bottle, and even my husband's using it, and like it's just been the best find. It's great. Naturally, he uses all the stuff that I buy, and he's like, "Oh, this is great." I'm like, "Okay, thanks."
Thanks. Oh my gosh. So Dominique, what about you?
Well, I definitely have to give a shout out to Tracy Ellis Ross and her
girlfriend
product. Yeah, well, I am like dying to be her best friend in real life.
Yes.
So if any of you know her, please, you know, hook a sister up. But her products are really amazing. Like, they've really transformed my hair. They smell great. They are just super nourishing. And I love everything about Tracy Ellis Ross. And she's expanding the line now to include styling products. So I have to try those now, too.
Oh my gosh. Talk about a powerhouse and so funny. I adore her. And after I listened to your ladies, of course, I had to do my Target run and I went into the salon area and then I took a smell of that mask and it smells phenomenal. You know, there's nothing worse than you like sitting and then you like take a whiff of your hair and it smells like ass.
Right.
So this will make that smell very beautiful for sure. So, oh, by the way, Victoria, I have to say, if you live in Jersey, do you ever come across any of the housewives, like Teresa?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I saw Joe at JFK when he was getting deported. But
what?
No, I didn't. No, joking. But no, I will say this though. I don't watch Jersey. I watch New York and I watch Beverly Hills.
Yeah. Okay.
But I was at an event a couple years ago at the Brownstone that is owned by the Manzo family.
Yes.
I was there. Okay, guys, get this. If you've ever watched Housewives of New Jersey, you know that one of them, I think it was one of the Kims, has like a fashion boutique called Posh or something like that.
Yes.
It's spelled in a weird way.
Yeah.
So I was at the Posh fashion show, and I'm putting big air quotes around fashion. So I was at the fashion show for Posh at the Brownstone, and it was like the bar in Star Wars. I've never seen more freaks in my entire life. It was crazy. So that's pretty much all I need to know, I think, about the Housewives of New Jersey. I don't even need to watch the show now.
I love it.
Wow.
That is so cool.
You should see our mouths. Like, they're totally open and in shock because she's kind of jacked up looking anyway, that girl that was
Kim
on that
G.
show.
Yes.
Yeah, not a nice woman.
No.
Mm-mm.
Well, and now, I don't know if you guys heard the latest. Maybe this is just in Jersey. But Dina's ex-husband put a hit out on her boyfriend.
Yeah.
And he got arrested. And then he, in exchange, this is a funny thing at all. In exchange for a reduced rate for his wedding at the Brownstone. Like, that's where your threshold is for ransom?
Yes.
Like, what?
Wow.
You want like, hot dog, like, little mini wieners? Like, you want a discount? I don't know. I couldn't understand that one at all.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
That's great.
I love it. Oh, my gosh. That is such some good side dirt.
Yes.
Thank you so much for sharing that. That's great. I always wanted to, visit the Brownstone.
Of course we want. We still want to.
Yeah, we do, girl.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we do. Mm-hmm. All right, ladies. So let's talk about episode 3. I was loving on this segment. It was all about K-pop products. And I'll be honest, when I was listening, I was kind of cringing. I'm like, snail slime.
Yeah.
What is this about? So tell us first about glass skin and honey skin. Dominique, why don't you start with that?
Okay, so there's two big trends in K-beauty that is the looks that you're trying to achieve, like what you're trying to get your skin to do with these like multi-step K-beauty routines. And one of the outcomes that you're trying to achieve is a look called glass skin, which basically means that your skin looks like wet glass. So it's poreless, it's almost translucent on top. It's just utterly perfect, almost like an alien. And I said on the episode that if you look at Jared Kushner's skin,
mm-hmm.
I think that he has glass skin. So that is the glass skin.
Well, he's a robot, then, so that makes sense. That tracks.
Yes, exactly. But there's something about his skin that I'm like, oh my God, he has got the skin that I am trying to achieve. I don't know what he's doing or what he's putting on his face, but he is glass skin personified. And then the second beauty trend in K-beauty is the honey skin. Mm. And that's like when you think about like a baby's skin, it's like super plump, very hydrated. If you push down on like baby fat, you know, and then you take your finger away, it just bounces right back.
Yes.
And so I was telling Victoria that I actually want to combine the two. I want to find a way to have glass honey skin. Girl, that's what I'm trying to get after.
Girl. Yeah.
Well, we've seen a picture of you, and yeah. You're absolutely gorgeous. You ladies both are. But exactly. Let's be honest, honey. When you get into your 40s, you just, the elasticity of everything from head to toe just goes south.
Yes. And that's another thing I like about your podcast. You know, you're talking about a lot of these products that are for older women. Like, we don't want to see what's on the younger women because you wake up looking good when you're younger.
Oh, yeah.
Well, exactly. Yeah. And I think that because Victoria and I are such beauty junkies, we're not just saying like, oh, I use this, it works. We're also saying why it works, like right, what the ingredients are and, you know, exactly breaking down why it works, what order you should put things on in, and how much of stuff you should be using. Like in our most recent episode, I was talking about SPF. All of us need to be using SPF, but apparently we need to be using a full teaspoon of it on our faces. I don't know about you, but I haven't been using that much.
No.
We've been dropping the ball.
Yes, we have.
Well, and that's what's really awesome about you ladies doing this podcast, because you are real. You're actually trying these products. Yes. You're not just doing it, you know, just to, you know, make a dollar. You're actually really using these products, and I love that, and because it's authentic, you know, mm-hmm. and we need stuff that's real.
This is costing us dollars.
Oh, yeah. It is. Yeah.
We're losing money on this venture. Make no mistake. But what we're gaining in like, you know, just overall joy and happiness is getting to spend time with each other mm-hmm. and to share the things that we're learning, you know, through doing our own experimentation. If one listener says, hey, you know what, you saved me $300, I don't need to go and buy that product now, then it's worth it. And believe me, we also have plenty of negative reviews. It's not all like positivity. We have plenty of products, especially for me, because my skin is really difficult. I've got a lot of products that I've tried that everyone else swears by, and they just don't work for me. So, you know, we just keep it real and just say, look, you know, you might want to save the money and look for an alternative.
Yeah, like the Floby.
Oh, yeah. We love that.
Something else that we love is when these ladies, of course, talk pop culture.
Yes, they sound like us. They spill that tea, girl. Ooh,
yes, and we're going to dive deep into that, especially when it comes to Dennis Quaid. It's all coming up
next on Reality Check
on 93.1 Jams.
Who gonna check me, boo?
Close your legs and marry me and hooker.
Fabulous. Gone with the wind, fabulous. Okay.
You are psychotic, Jesus Johnny.
It's time for a reality check.
Here we go.
Well, we are back when it comes to Binge Beauty and Besties, the best podcast with these two ladies, Beauty Pop Podcast with Victoria and Dominique.
Hey, so ladies, from episode 3, you had us in stitches. Let's talk about this whole Dennis Quaid and his new 20-something old wife, Laura Savoy. What's your take on it?
Is it over yet?
Is it over?
That would be my question.
I love it. Dominique, what do you think, girl?
Well, I think that, you know, May-December relationships are just not my speed because I don't have daddy issues. I think that it's kind of creepy, frankly. Right. I would be prepared to say that a 20-year age gap is more than enough. Like, you should be able to find a partner within 20 years of your age. And look, I mean, that is me extending a lot of grace because 20-year age gap is still kind of a lot. So if you feel like you're going above a 20-year age gap, then I'm sorry, but I get to judge.
For sure.
Well, I was I was judging the Dennis Quaid thing too, but until yesterday I was on Instagram and I was looking at, I don't know how I came across it, but you know, Mick Jagger, who is like 76 now.
Oh God.
His baby mama is just celebrated her 34th birthday.
Oh my God.
And they have a 3-year-old. So that to me, when it's 40 plus years, I can't even.
It can be illegal.
Yeah. That's just nuts. Like, that makes Dennis Quaid look sane. It's nuts.
No, it does.
Oh, my gosh. That's terrible.
That is.
You know what I loved, Victoria, is when you ladies talked about Anna Nicole Smith's husband. Was he, like, 60 when she was born? What was that?
Oh, yeah.
He was 63. He was 63 when she was born.
Right. Oh, my gosh. And then.
That just cracks me up because I can't do math, number one. And when Dominique does math. She's the smart one in the group here.
Yeah.
So when she did the math on that, I was like, that's nuts. Like, that just cracked me up for so many reasons.
Oh my gosh.
And that's not illegal. That is not illegal. Somebody will come and tell you you have to mow your grass if it gets too high, but a 63-year-old can marry somebody who's basically a newborn baby. I mean, I guess once she gets to be 26, it's insane.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it is insane.
There's nothing better than to look at a man whose face looks like a saggy ball and he smells like Ben Gay all day. I mean, I know you got a lot of money. I mean, yeah. Anna Nicole, she walked away like super rich with under a year. Isn't that right?
Yes, she ended up getting, I think, $88 million
once the final settlement
was $88 million. So I don't know. Do you guys think it was worth it? What she had to do?
Yes,
$88 million. I think I'd be okay with that.
You know what? I'm getting older. I mean, who needs love?
All you need to do is just get really good at, like, you know, opening a can of Campbell's soup. Like, that's it. That's all you need to do to keep him alive.
Honestly,
to keep him alive, yeah. To keep him going. I mean, I love the dating site Our Time, but I'm always like, where's the ones where it's time, because it's almost
okay.
time.
It's almost time.
Almost time.
it's almost
that's
time.
That's like, yeah, that's like the Kevorkian dating site. Almost time.
Mm-hmm. Let's keep it real. All right, so ladies, I'm super excited because one of my favorites you ladies just talked about. Like, let's be honest, this woman is a pop icon. First off, take a listen to this.
Ladies with an attitude, fellas that were in the mood, don't just stand there, let's get to it, strike a pose, there's nothing to it.
So some of the celebrity, we always kind of start off with a celebrity topic of the week. And I think one of the most shocking stories of the week was that topless photo of Madonna.
Right. She's leaning on a crutch. She's taking a selfie in her bathroom mirror and she captions it, "Everyone has a crutch." And she's just wearing underwear, like no top.
My only thing is, and she's got a banging bod. I mean, there's no way, like, I'm not taking anything away from Madonna. She still works out really hard. She looks great. My only thing is, I just wish that she had not messed up her face as badly as she has.
Let that be true. Ladies, let's talk about the iconic Madonna. I mean, this woman was everything to us.
Yeah.
So she did. She jacked up her face, Victoria. What happened?
You know, Dominique and I were talking about this. At first, I was kind of going to go into this like guns blazing because I had worked with Madonna on a concert project, and she was such a nightmare. She was everything that you ever hear about divas and don't make eye contact. She was a nightmare. But I don't take away from her talent and her legacy, and I still am a fan of hers. I've seen her in concert. She's great. But the number of facelifts, it's like she just... It's like seasonal now. There's the fall facelift and then the spring facelift. It's just, it's too much.
I love it. Now, Dominique, I know you're a huge fan of Madonna. I mean, I was listening to Madonna last night, watching her YouTube, channels and all that. What is your take on Madonna? I mean, what does she jack up? Is it her nose? Is it her eyes?
Well, I just feel bad for her because I think it must be really hard to be somebody as iconically famous as Madonna. And you can't walk, like, you can't just go to Target when you're Madonna and pick up a hair mask or something.
Right, right.
So you probably have, like, a very small, insular group of people who are in your inner circle. And those people probably kiss up to her a lot. And I don't think that she has anybody who's telling her, like, okay, honey, like, you've got enough Botox now. You've had enough fillers now. It's time to stop. You know, and so she just keeps on going. But I guess I would say that I just can't say anything bad about Madonna. I pray at the altar of Madonna, and her music has always been there for me. And, you know, I don't care how she looks. I just love her no matter what.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Hands down, Madonna was the jam. She still is and always will be. And one of the hottest guys in a video was the dude on Papa Don't Preach.
That's right.
I was like obsessed with that mechanic.
Yeah.
So we love, like, he was so fun. I was like, I want to take him home. And then real quickly, ladies, let's just touch on this. So what do you think is going on with, of course, Jada and Will? I mean, crazy, right?
It is crazy, but you know what? Marriage is hard, and they've come across as a really authentic couple. They put it all out there. You know, they're not afraid to talk about it. They had some kind of hard time. They thought they were going to break up. So they were separated, and then Jada went and got a little bit of action on the side and still knew about it.
Yeah.
And that didn't work out. They went to therapy, and now they're back together and happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that none of us would even be talking about it if that guy, like, wasn't trying to capitalize on his affair with Jada. And, like, I don't even know who that guy is to this day, except I think his name is August something.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, other than that, it's a shame that, you know, that he was trying, that he's just basically trying to get the publicity from it.
Yeah.
But I agree with Dominique, you know, I think that they've worked really hard on their marriage, and they're kind of an iconic Hollywood couple at this point. So, you know, props to them. I think they've raised two great kids, too.
Oh, for sure. And I always told this to Tracy. I used to live in Delray Beach, Florida. And so my girlfriend worked for a like large cosmetic company out in Miami. And she was telling me there was this big like production that went on. And Will Smith came. And she's like, Krista, this is a known fact that they have an open marriage. Mm-hmm. And that they are the ones that say, yes, it's okay if you have an affair or sleep with this person. So it's been like well known for a long time. And I always stood by this. I'm like, this story has to be real. Now that it came out, it's just crazy. I think now that it's like finally out there, that it's got to be very difficult for them.
Or it's better for their marriage and they no longer have an open marriage, which I don't know if they clarified that, but it seems like they're in a really good
place now. They didn't. I think that they've been trying to sort of, not necessarily go public with all the details, but they've acknowledged now that at least Jada had another relationship. And at one point in their Red Table Talk episode discussing this, Will said, "And I got you back," which to me implies that he also had a relationship outside of the marriage. But now they're cool, you know?
Yeah.
And he had always said that his prior divorce was his biggest failure and that they just, whatever happens, they do not wish to be divorced.
Right.
So...
yeah, I don't know. I just don't believe. I actually think we're going to see others come out about having relationships with them. I don't know if they'll survive it, to be honest with you. That's my thought, yeah.
I think, you know, now
well,
that
I guess
it is
even
out
if they
there,
break up now, they've had a good run.
Yes, absolutely.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's got to be, what, 20 years?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, they still look good. I mean, she looks amazing.
They look great.
That's right, girl.
Yeah.
That's right.
I got distracted by
Jada's
face.
That's what I need to know.
That skin is amazing. Yes.
I know, right?
Yes.
It's insane. Mm-hmm. Whatever.
It's like lit from within.
Right.
Seriously. Yes. Yeah, there is a glow.
We need to get a hold of her.
I know.
What is happening?
I don't know.
All right, ladies. So we want to play something fun before we let you go because we were inspired by listening to you talk about, of course, Dennis Quaid and Anna Nicole Smith. So it is time to play. If you had to shag, marry, or kill, who would it be? So, Victoria, we're going to start with you. Tracy, let her know the three top choices.
All right. Your first choice is Anthony Fauci. Your second,
oh my God.
Yes, your second.
I'm gonna snort. Okay.
Your second choice is Gollum from Lord of the Rings.
Oh.
And your third choice is Jack Nicholson.
Very good.
Oh man, this is tough, you guys.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, so I think I would absolutely marry little Dr. Fauci, who's probably 2 feet shorter than me, but I would still marry him anyway.
Yes.
I would always have good health coverage. I'd have a fling maybe with Nicholson.
Okay.
And then I think it's pretty easy to just kill the creature from Lord of the Rings.
Gollum.
Very good.
I love it. Dominique, what about you, girl? Who would you shag, marry, or kill? Anthony Fauci, Gollum from Lord of the Rings, or Jack Nicholson?
Oh, my gosh. I was going to say the exact same as Victoria because, I mean, first of all, I have to marry a smart guy. So I'm going to have to marry Anthony Fauci. Right. And you know I'm not shagging Gollum, so it's going to have to be Nicholson. But hopefully... I would hope that it would be Nicholson from early in his career and not Nicholson now. Because then I might end up being the one killed.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Here's Rose. Johnny.
Yeah.
Here's Johnny. Oh, my gosh, ladies. We had such a ball with you today. You're absolutely adorable. And we love the Beauty Pop podcast. Again, you girls are besties. And you just are killing it out there on the podcast world. So real quickly, for our Madtown and surrounding listeners, how can they subscribe to your podcast?
Well, you can find us on anywhere you get your podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, whatever. And you can just subscribe to the Beauty Pop podcast. Make sure that you get new episodes every Thursday. And then follow us on Instagram at Beauty Pop Pod. And that's where we're putting all of the products that we feature. So you can just kind of in one place check out what we're talking about. And then if you want to send us an email, we also have a Gmail account, beautypoppod@gmail.com.
Fabulous.
Very good.
Fabulous.
Love it.
We love
you. Thank you guys so much. This has been so much fun.
You're so welcome.
We knew you guys were going to be fun with us, though.
Yes, we
Seriously.
Did. Okay. All right, there you have it, Madtown. Again, get yourself subscribed to the Beauty Pop Podcast with the beautiful besties, Victoria being a lady boss, nationally syndicated radio host, and, of course, Dominique, your top lawyer choice with the Beauty, Binge, and Besties. It's Reality Check with Chris in the Morning Rush right here on Night 31 Jams.